Chapter 3. Record. 1 May, 2088. The sponsors of the Wolf 25 expedition required that each of us keeps a record of our experience, but left the form of that record up to the individual. Mine would be a note to you, my imaginary friend. You are very intelligent, but don't happen to know what I'm about to say, and so are eternally interested. This is the record kept by General Namir Zahari, originally commissioned by the Mossad, an intelligence arm of the Israeli army. I am joined by American intelligence officers Colonel Dustin Beckner and Colonel Elsa Guadalupe, to both of whom I am married. There are no other military personnel on the mission. There are two native Martians, Snowbird of the White Clan, and Fly and Amber of the Yellow, and four humans with Martian citizenship. The pilot, Paul Collins, resigned a commission in the American Space Force in order to come to Mars. He's married to Carmen Dula, who was the first person to meet the Martians and is circumstantially responsible for the complications that ensued. Though let me record here that any contact with humans would ultimately have resulted in the same unfortunate sequence of events. The others apparently had the whole scenario planned for tens of thousands of years. If you look at this as a military operation, which in a sense it is the most ambitious attack ever launched. All of the energy expended in all of the wars in modern history wouldn't propel this huge iceberg to Wolf 25 and back. Even with free energy, it's more expensive than World War II. If it's the most expensive such project, it may also be the most ambiguous. We don't have the slightest idea of what we will face there or what we will do. By far the most probable outcome will be that the others will destroy us long before we're close enough to harm them. But we cannot do nothing. Once they realize we thwarted their attempt to destroy humanity, they will simply do it again, even if it takes centuries. The fact that the others are so mind-numbingly slow does not really work to our advantage. Our experience with them in the Triton demonstration, and what the Martian leader Red found out about them, indicates that they plan ahead for many contingencies, and their machines react automatically when conditions are right. The concept of "wait, hold your fire" probably is not in their repertoire. The small robot ship that precedes us may be our best hope. It will start broadcasting from right before turnaround, and so the message will get there long before we arrive. It will explain in detail what our situation is and plead that they let us approach and talk. We hope they will not vaporize it as soon as it is detected. We do know they understand and speak English, though there would be no such thing as a conversation between one of them and one of us. You could ask a yes or no question and would have to wait half an hour for a reply, unless they had a machine set up to interpret the question and deliver a pre-recorded or cybernetically generated answer. The last message we got from Triton was evidently one of those. "I am sorry. You already know too much." Then Triton exploded, with 1,600 times the energy output of the sun. A fraction of a second after the other sped back to Wolf 25 with tremendous acceleration. Then it tried to use Red in a delayed action attempt to destroy life on Earth. But the Martian gave up his own life instead. It was not so great a sacrifice in an absolute sense, since he would have died anyhow, along with life on Earth. But it's touching and heartening that he would go against the will of his creators in our favor. He was able to defeat his own programming to make a moral choice, which gives us a small wedge of hope. Carmen is of the opinion that even if the others destroy this vessel, the Ad Astra, the fact that we came in peace could work in the human race's favor. I didn't publicly disagree with her, but that's naively optimistic. The flag of truce is at best an admission of weakness. It can also be the first warning of a desperate attack when your opponent has little strength and nothing to lose. I think that if they allow us to approach their planet, or some surrogate planet, it will be to evaluate our strength, probably just prior to destroying us. But that's a human soldier talking, soldier diplomat and spy. I have no idea what action their godlike psychology might produce. Carmen could turn out to be the pessimist. They'll apologize for trying to exterminate everybody. What were we thinking? And send us back home laden with treasure and praise. And pigs will fly. At any rate, they hold all the cards. And we don't even know the name of the game. We have a little over 5 years to think about it and agree on a course of action. If we don't agree, I suppose the majority will rule. Or the strongest minority.